Glory to Jesus Christ. Sundays in the preparatory period before Great Lent bring important gospel messages to lead us to think about the most important features of Christian life so they can motivate us to remedy and to correct our direction of our life. Meet for Sunday, or if you name it according to the gospel reading, the Sunday of Last Judgment, asks us this important question: what is the purpose of our life? We know the answer, and we would probably answer like this: the goal of my life is to reach God's kingdom, to reach salvation. However, salvation is not something that we get just because we are registered in a baptismal register. Salvation is not even a matter of some magic, that with a wave of magic wand, one can effortlessly obtain what one desires, that is eternal life. Salvation is constant lifelong cooperation with God's grace, which gives a person a strength to persist in trials, overcome evil afflictions, and acquire virtues. Knowing the purpose of our life raises another question for us: what I must do to be saved? The Church Fathers teach about two directions, about two aspects in which our motivation at achieving salvation should be evident. The first is purification from passions, which I'll talk next week about. And the second is the effort of increasing virtues, which I'll talk about during Great Lent, during pre-sanctified divine liturgy. These two aspects are expressed in many ways in the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Apostle Paul says in an epistle to Ephesians that they should put off their old nature with belongings to their former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of their minds, and put on the new nature created after the likeness of God in the true righteousness and holiness. St. Paul also scolds the Romans with the words: we live honestly as in the day, not in festivities and drunkenness, not in fornication and unchastity, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. These words show us direction to take on the road to salvation. The start of this journey begins with the publican's exclamation, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." And the prodigal son's decision, "I will go home to my father." Today, Sunday brings us motivation to start this journey too. It reminds us the judgment day is coming. The day is approaching when we will stand before God and when all the masks that we put on ourselves in this life will fall from us and our eternal destiny will be clear. Jesus Christ says, "The man of Nineveh will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is coming," or is here. "The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon." Though the Apostle Paul writes to Romans, "Do you think that man, that you who judge those who do such things and do them yourself, will escape judgment of God?" And he also addresses to the Corinthians, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one of us may receive good or evil, according to what he has done in the body." In the letter to the Hebrews, we read, "And just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment." Please forgive me for all the quotations, but last year I had a difficult homily here in this parish, and I heard about it, and many of you complained that I'm too tough. So throughout the whole year, I made myself do some research. What do apostles, the guys right in front of us, say about judgment? They're much tougher. I would say they speak with more but stricter mercy. the Holy Scriptures clearly speak about the fact that each of us will encounter one day the God's judgment. Maybe we are overcome by concern or even fear, but the Maximus Confessors praises such concerns or fear with when it leads to stepping on a path to corrections. So when we have fear, when we hear the gospel and we are scared to our bones that, oh my, judgment is coming and my life is not perfect. But when we use this fear to step in the right direction, Saint praises us that we are stepping on the right way towards salvation. This is what exactly the message of the Midfirst Sunday wants us to motivate us to do. It doesn't condemn us, but rather it gives us hope that it is not too late to start. Throughout the Lent, we will have a specific instruction on what exactly to do. And those instructions are expressed in the prayer of Saint Ephrem the Syrian. We pray, O Lord and Master of my life, spare me from the spirit of indifference, despair, lust of power, and idle chatter. Instead, bestow on me, your servant, the spirit of integrity, humility, patience, and love. Yes, O Lord and King, let me see my own sins and not judge my brothers and sisters, for you are blessed forever and ever. Amen. Very difficult prayer, because today's society tells us you are your own master. God is not your master. You are. Do what pleases you. Love yourself. Be selfish. Self-loving. And even today, in today's gospel, we hear this. There are sheep and there are goats. The sheep are the ones who recognize God as their master, and they do things naturally because they love him to others. And the goats, on the other hand, are those who do things, and they might do much more than the ones on the right. But if they are doing it for their own selfish reasons to make themselves feel better, it's no good anyways. Might as well they just don't do that act. Lord is our master of our life. And this is the very first step in our spiritual life that we have to accept. Because then, if he's not our master, then we can't tell him, I'm your servant. Give me spirit of integrity. Give me spirit of humility, patience, and love. We can't have one and the other. It's either one or the other. So it's a good challenge for us during the Great Lent to really focus on ourselves and see, am I loving God just because it's some legalistic love that I come to do a check mark in a church? Or is it something more, something that I love, that I'm his servant, and I'm willing to learn and love him to the end of my life? Because if we do, then we truly become servants of his, and he will do wonderful and great things through us if we open ourselves to him by rejecting the effort of overcoming our weakness and sinful habits. We can live through this coming season of Lent as well as our entire life without or in relative comfort. But this is not the way to achieve salvation. Let us accept the urge that is hidden in the preparatory Sundays before Great Lent. In cooperation with God's grace, and let us try our best as we can to work on our sanctification so our love become true love rather than legalistic love. So that moment of judgment may be the beginning of an eternal and blessed residence in the kingdom of heaven. Glory to Jesus Christ.